Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Real quick, with this gigantic snowstorm rolling in, like, right now, the snow, the rain, the craziness for the next 72 hours or whatever, 48 hours, I was standing out on my driveway yesterday, and this guy's going door to door, and I'm like, here we go. And I was like, he saw me, you know, we made eye contact. I couldn't sneak in. I was like, damn it. Hey, sir, how you doing today? I'm like, I'm fine. And I think that's how I said it. I'm fine. I'm just in the neighborhood with my crew. We're going to be out here the next couple days. And what we'd like to do is clean your windows. We're a window cleaning company, and we're out here in the next couple days. And we're going to get your windows spot free. And I looked at him, and the only thing I said was, boy, did you pick a bad week to do this.
Right? Like, they're going to get dirty immediately with this storm.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, there, it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
I was like, no thanks, I'm good.
Not going to happen,
you know,
sir.
And I sent him on his way. And then, like, one last ditch resort after his whole spiel, he turned around and said, what do you do now to your windows? And I go, I leave them like they are. See you later.
Look good to me.
You know, the rain cleans them, actually. Yeah, like, that's usually how it works.
They just sit like they are now, sir. I look through dirty windows and life is just fine for me. So, what did you pick a bad week, you dork?
Yeah, right? Door to door.
He looked a little stressed, Katie.
Oh, I've got the thing.
Wow,
look at
this segue.
I've got just the thing for him. And we can thank Japanese scientists who found this point in the body. They tested 500 people and looked for a place in the body that you can press it and it releases cortisol and slows the cell aging in your body.
Come here, I'll show you where to press.
No, I know where to press. You don't know where to press, sir.
No, darn it. Come here, I'll show you.
But here's the thing. They say if your cortisol's through the roof, that's the big thing. I mean, you hear that word so much.
High cortisol, it's such a buzz
trendy word, right? And they say if you have constant stress, you're aging faster. Mm-hmm. You have chronic fatigue. Well, we say radio, but that is life.
It's every job.
It really is. I mean,
I posted a stat on my Instagram just like a day or so ago that said 60% of American workers are burnout.
Yeah.
We've all got burnout right now.
Yes.
So everybody's got stress.
Well, we're all looking for that quick fix, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this Japanese study found is that pills don't help.
Oh.
Meditation feels useless, right? And vacation works for like 3 days and then you're right back to that stress level you had before you left, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying that they've looked for 20 years at three different acupuncture points in this study. And again, they looked at 500 different people. So they were looking for the one pressure point that could instantly lower your stress. And it actually works, right? So here's the thing.
Upper body, lower body.
Upper body. Upper body. Takes 30 seconds.
Above the shoulders?
Nope.
Above the belly button?
Nope.
Above the eyebrows?
Kind of.
Is it right here
in between? It is your third eye, you know, the bridge of your nose right there. The third eye in Chinese medicine,
yes.
It's called the yin tang point.
I know.
So
I'm
right
a fan
here,
of my yin tang point.
Okay.
So if I get headaches or anything, you can
in between the eyebrows right there. Yeah.
Like right there.
Right
so
there.
So I'll take and I'll just pinch.
Yeah.
You just sit there and pinch and you can feel the pressure like throughout. It like moves throughout your head and into your body. I'm not even joking. I'm a fan of pressing that spot.
Okay.
Like you pinch it.
And they're saying like specifically if you want the way that they did this in the study where it works the best, it is you sit up straight and you close your eyes and then use your middle finger and press that spot between your eyebrows. Not too hard, but firm enough to feel it and then breathe slowly and deeply. So you count to 30 seconds and you do it like when stress hits, before an important meeting, after an argument, or when you just feel shaken inside. It works instantly. I mean, and here's the thing. Why don't doctors talk about it? Because it's free and you can't sell it. That's
can't
why.
Bill them.
Exactly. So I just feel like it's such an important thing to remember.
Hold on, I'm
mindfulness.
Press it right
now. Let me
sit up
straight. And just things that we can do for ourselves. Like you don't need a pill for anything, right? You can do this free anywhere.
You gotta use your middle finger, though?
You know, they say, no, you, what, you mean, I think it's because it's like the middle of your hand, so you get the best pressure there. It's centered.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Does this look okay?
Take a picture
of
me. You can make fun of it all you want.
I'm not making fun.
It really does work.
I'm flipping you off right now.
It's fine. Like they say, a strong person controls their state. They don't become a hostage to stress. And I think that a lot of us.
It's powerful.
Well, because a lot of us feel like when we get worked up like that, there's nothing we can do and that's going to last forever. And that's just not the case. Something that we can say 100% of the time is that this too shall pass. I mean, that saying is completely true. I'm really trying to be serious here. You are not helping.
Take a picture.
Katie, hold on. You need to do it really quickly.
I know.
Take 30 seconds.
Do it back.
Let me do it. No.
I mean, it feels real. I mean, it feels real good.
Just take a deep breath.
Hold on. I'm pressing this.
Take a deep old breath.
I'm pressing this. Oh, my God. It feels good.
A big reason is because.
Katie, compress it for me.
No. Steve, press your own point. It doesn't, like they say, stress doesn't start in our mind.
Until
it
you
starts
work with
in
Jeremy
our nervous
for Katie.
System. I know. But your thoughts follow your body and you can calm your signal.
I'm calming it right now.
And your mind. Like, that's the thing. You calm this signal and your mind is going to obey you.
Yeah.
It's not going to get all worked up.
Obey me, mind.
Going. And yes. I mean,
who's your daddy,
again,
mind?
You make fun.
I'm not making fun
most
right
people
now. It feels really good.
Most people try to really think good. Their way out of stress. And
that doesn't help at all.
It does not help. You overthink. You make it worse. And so it's a biological first. You really have to get in there and reset.
This is great, Dr.
I like
great.
This. This is
just
good,
say,
Katie.
Thank
this
you.
Is good.
Thank you. Your body is just waiting for that message. You are safe.
I'm getting,
and this
I'm
helps
getting the
it.
Message right
I like
now.
It.
So thank you. All right. So I just thought that that could help
What if
people.
I use my thumb? Oh, my God. Oh. The thumb is better. The thumb is so much better.
You like your thumb over the middle finger?
Oh, wow.
That's good for you.
I got to go have a cigarette.
Was it good
I don't
for
even
you?
Smoke. Oh, baby. Oh.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.